Guys, look, we're on video.
We also, because we're so today,
is that what it is?
We have to have that extra amount all the deductibles.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So okay. If anything happens, you have to have it in there. As part of the thing is that we pay for that. It doesn't go through.
Okay.
That's why.
I was curious.
Can we spell the word priors? No. No, it's your team.
Oh, yeah. They can spell pants.
Because it sure is a P-R-I-E-R.
You can leave it floating around. Thank you. Can you sign this?
Sure.
This is just old credit cards.
Oh, okay.
Make a movie. Authorized contact.
Okay.
For all three of these accounts.
Okay. Treasurer over here. Just deny.
Yes. That's the rumor.
Stick, right?
Yeah.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I wrote that date down someplace. Can I try to read on my tablet? What's the date of that? Is it with April? Yeah. When is it? April
19th.
April 19th at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Let me double check.
It's going to be a workshop, right?
April 19th
at 3 o'clock.
For what?
I think it's a workshop, right?
This is going to be our next
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Workshop
for the budget for the again. Yeah, I know. What's tonight, right?
It's not tonight.
It's not the 19th.
No,
it's the 27th.
Right? 25th.
Okay.
It's to speak with the county.
That's the day she comes in. She's there that day, right? Something.
Yeah.
So it's the office
day.
Right.
Speak to the accountant first.
Mm-hmm. But you were going to put it out for everybody,
though,
right?
Well, no, not the one that's at 20. No.
Okay.
That's just for us.
Hi.
Okay. All right. We got that down.
Tiffany sent me a video while we just slammed the handle for the high school game.
Appreciate it.
Sign, sir, please.
Okay.
We're on video tonight.
Did you have two copies you have to sign or just one?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
The other one, only he needs to sign.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
You're spared.
Everybody get a copy of the...
I got her.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go ahead and call the town, kind of a town hall on the topic of the budget meeting this evening, so let's kick off with the Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Wood.
Yes,
please.
You. To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. So this meeting, we don't have the final budgets prepared, or we did just have a meeting. Was it
yesterday?
Yesterday. We just had a meeting yesterday with the accountant and Treasurer Fields and Brian, and go over everything as we stand. I don't know if the folks know, but our main accountant guy, Gray, who had been with us for several years, he departed. We have new people So they're kind of getting up to speed on everything. But anyway, they have the budget. We had a really good meeting yesterday, I thought, going over the revenues, and we're still pulling together the projected revenues for next year with numbers from the state and from the county and so forth, and just kind of pinpointing some other areas that we want to look at. But really, this meeting that I wanted to hold this evening is really an opportunity for you folks to say, hey, you know, are there any issues that you'd like to see where we should concentrate or think about for applying money for the budget? We also, in this process, we do have the COVID related funds that were provided, and we've received $500,000, and we've also will be receiving the second half of that in July, August time period. That money is really not spoken for at this point in time. Ideally, I have my own ideas, which, I'd like to see. Some of the things that I'd like to see is obviously stormwater management, shoreline erosion, our streetscape, and possibly new town hall, putting money in toward that design process. But we want to hear from you folks. So you guys, did everybody sign in?
I believe so. You want me to call names?
Well, one of the problems right now is where you're sitting.
So Ms. Bryant, would you like to kick off with in regards to the budget?
She signed in first.
Something else first. Where you're sitting is not good at all.
Okay.
We can see all of you.
Okay.
You, last week, Lou was over here. You're over here.
Right.
When you're talking, you talk across. She talks across. Okay. We don't hear you. We don't see you. Now you can turn this table around down here because this is a mess the way we have to sit. Wasn't before. She should be back at the corner where she was,
okay,
and you should be here so we can see all of you face to face and you can see us.
I will say that when I came in and I sat here, I didn't feel good about it because I felt like I had my back to everybody. And I do agree with that, with what you stated there. So,
okay.
But back on task to the budget, is there anything you'd like to see addressed in the budget coming up?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
I was spoken to last week about clothes, so I didn't understand what anybody was saying. Regiment.
Oh.
I do want to see the money put in $10,000 for the regiment.
Okay.
I did say 4 years ago, it would take it in two payments. Well, I've thought about that since I said that, but I want it in one payment, and then you get all the stuff in one. So I want that. There's a lot of other things that need to be addressed in this channel and things working through the channel. That's my main thing now. Of course, I want to see the town hall, the new town hall, but I want to see it here. I want to see it here. Our post office is terrible. It needs to be, we're so far behind the times. If you try to enter a contest, the contest would say, no post office boxes. We're post office boxes. I think we're able to get our mail. I mean, if there's no place, I don't know what kind of contract you have with the post office, but maybe you could talk to Bobby and put the post office back out of there where it used to be.
Where was it?
Well, it was in
my time.
Richard Mahan's building on this side. It was on the corner down here, and it was further up in the old house. It used to be Bill McMullen's. It was there too. So, I mean, if it's a matter of we have to have a post office in town, which we need to have boxes and it delivered, but you could talk to Bobby about making that a post office, and this is all yours.
Well, when we, in part of the designs, and ideally, we do go forward with some design work for town hall, but a new post office is part of that. It's part of that equation when we do the town hall, and essentially, we put it out on a survey, and I think essentially that everybody's in accord that town hall would be here
at
this location.
We need to have mail delivered, not post office.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We'd like to see delivered.
Everybody would.
Everybody would, yeah.
Take a vote, see how many people want it. I mean, you're not going going to have mailboxes all stuck in your yard because people don't want that. They're going to be like there are in Northeast. I call them little gang boxes. You walk to the middle of the block, you get your mail, and the next person walks to the middle of the block and gets his mail.
Yeah, it's like the
Cool Springs.
Like Cool Springs,
you have a mailbox by their front door.
I know, but this town is not. The post office will not do that anymore. They set up that you have to have these little boxes that are yours for your mail. You walk the box with your key, but you don't go to a post office.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you'd like to see some money invested in the post office?
I'd like to see a mail delivery.
Okay.
A mail delivery.
Not a post office.
Right.
And you also like to see a picnic table down at Sandy Beach.
Well, that's already been approved. It's been approved twice. Mm-hmm. Twice I've had it approved. I mean, you said that.
Uh-huh.
You all know, I don't want to fight with my neighbors, period. You all need to inform Kyle Van Dyke, who inherited his father's yellow hat from the corner, that you own the bank. You own all the way back to, this is the beach, all the way to Speakman's. His house is here, and there's a couple of those, I forget what kind of bushes they are that grow up, you cut them down, they grow back up. 1 foot. And I can prove to you where the there used to be a boathouse there on that lot. I can tell you where to dig, and you can find the concrete that's still there. But you need to tell Kyle that that's not his land.
What about, and I'm sticking to the budget here, any other hot button items that you'd like to see us consider? Okay. That was good, though.
I would like to just point out that we did increase the budget for the seniors this year, though. Yeah, we
really?
Do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yay! We haven't yet,
but it's in the preliminary. Yes.
CJ Heights.
So I hadn't actually thought about it until Pauline just brought it up, but yeah, the town hall post office deal. I don't care if it's a PO box or not, but I will say that post office is severely undersized.
Mm-hmm.
So just my guess would be if you build it in this same space, that you just make it two stories, have a meeting room on one floor, the rest of the post office, and the second floor is the administrative offices,
right,
like Rising Sun did, you know, wherever it was 15, 20 years ago when they did their whole town hall. Do a similar kind of, well, they put their meeting room on the third floor, stupid, but have the meeting room on the first floor, so it's easy for, you know, handicap accessible, probably a lot cheaper to build, have your administrative offices upstairs, and then have two-thirds of it be the post office, which would probably solve all the problems.
We're in the process of doing an RFP for person design for almost like a competition, kind of where people solicit them designs for a new town hall. And
I would hope we would keep with a historic.
Absolutely. Well, the intent is to keep this building's really is going to be incorporated into the new design. This would probably turn into a big meeting room for the town hall meetings,
and
we would build on to the building to build the administrative part of it and the town hall.
So the other thing for me is I have two more things. The next one, though, is the stormwater is just horrendous. Right in front of my house when they just four drilled my sump pump in. Bobby was out there, and because he had the lid off, and I was like, oh gosh, there was like trees growing in under the ground in the pipe. And he just scooped them out, and there was about 3 inches of sediment in the pipe. That's about a 10-inch pipe, but I'm at the beginning of it. So you can imagine what the sediment is near the end of it, which is probably 5-6 inches in a 10-inch pipe. So it's probably being choked off, and I know it is, because even with a little rain, that 10-inch pipe would be half full, which it should be flowing way, way faster.
Yep.
I also do think, though, that they're undersized. I think it all needs to be ripped out, and a 24-inch pipe probably needs to be put in, clear out to the river. I think it starts just up from my house, right past Riverview Avenue. But that whole, it's just a little system, and there's a little, it crosses under Market right at the corner there, too, but I know it would be expensive, but if you ever stand in front of my house looking up this way, when it rains, you will see the water coming literally right down Market Street, right into my yard, goes around my driveway, goes under Tom and Tamara's porch, goes out across Calvert, and then down behind, which is, there's a stormwater drain underneath where it's running over top.
Yeah.
So it's full, the tubes, the pipe's full, and it's having to find another way to go, basically the same direction. So, so stormwater. And then the third one would be, this is probably dirt cheap, you've got to either move the stop sign at Market and Calvert, or paint a white line on the road that, or the word stop or something. Every single summer for the last 5 years I've been here, I've hollered at 5 to 6 cars an hour on the weekends. I'm not talking 5 or 6 a day. I mean an hour, 30, 40, 50 cars. They go blasting straight on through. And I get it. They see the water. They're excited. You know, they're going to get their crabs, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But in the summertime, man, there's been a lot more kids running around. I don't know if it's rentals or summer houses or grandkids, you know, are starting to come up. But I'm seeing a lot more kids on bikes, and it ain't going to be long before one of them gets hit or run over or something else. So.
Well, anybody who lives in town, particularly old town, knows that, and even over across the way, I mean, stop sign issues are a big problem. I mean, I'm happy we don't have any stoplights, but nobody really, I mean, when I lived at Market, I mean, the Wellwood, everybody's popping down to the Wellwood and the Marinas, and you're right, they're in a hurry, and they just, it doesn't matter what street you're on.
It's weird, they almost never miss it coming out of town. I see them stop almost every single time. It's just coming from here down through the river. It's like it doesn't even exist. And if you drive down, it's hard to, I don't know what the regulation for how far a stop sign needs to be off the road. And maybe it is at the right regulation or if it's, or whatever, but you don't see it. And there's not trees or bushes or nothing.
Right.
I mean, I come down the road every single day and I don't even see it. But if there was a white line maybe painted halfway across the road, just people go, oh, there's, I see a white line. There must be a sign here somewhere just to kind of.
We can actually try to move the sign closer to the road if you think it would help any.
Drive down there, just take note of how far off the road it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably 3-4 feet from the edge of the road. And I'm like,
we've got.
I mean, it's there. You can see it.
Oh, no. But like you said, they're getting distracted by the water going down, but on the way out, they're not.
Hey, I do too. I love
looking
at the water.
I do too.
So when we, as we're in the process, you know, we're talking with SHA about a new facade that, or streetscape, new sidewalks coming all the way in. But and even tomorrow, we're meeting with an outfit from Philadelphia about what lighting and so forth. So they have these pretty cool streetlights, and they want to come down and look at the historic district and conceivably put together kind of a design for us, which would be great, free. But ideally, you know, I always say that, you know, Market Street and then Conestoga and Frederick Street are like the big commercial roads that people come in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we look at, you know, in this process, if we look at a kind of a design with new lighting and maybe even some sidewalks, you know, one side of the street on Market Market and Frederick, but then we also take into consideration how can we slow this traffic down or create something, whether or not it's a kind of bump out or it's a, or maybe we even try to integrate a little parking. I don't know. We're gonna get into a big conversation on this stuff coming up because it is time to do it, and we actually have a little bit of money to play with design. And then we'd have to get grant money, of course, to help us to do the build outs on it. But we could take care of stormwater management, take care of lighting, sidewalks, traffic issues.
This will probably blow your mind, but I'm not opposed to a sidewalk in front of my house. Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, I don't want no sidewalk, but you know what? That solves my stormwater problem immediately. So if you put a curb right there, the water ain't getting in my yard no more.
I don't know if it's done kind of historically with some kind of I always like Williamsburg or University of Virginia.
I'm not opposed to sidewalks
that were real nice that weren't necessarily this concrete, you know.
Line across the stop sign is not going to work. It's just a waste of time. You've got to have whoever you're hiring to take control of town and give tickets and have their little badge on their shirt Those people are going to stop people from going through that stop sign.
The only problem that we can't have one of those at every stop sign.
Anything on budgetary matters or that you'd like to see or have thought about?
I don't know the rest of the budget. So.
Well, I'm just saying we're talking about anything you'd like to see included in the budget.
Oh,
you mentioned stormwater management.
Oh no, other than those two, then
and traffic, something for slow traffic down.
Okay, I'm easy to cut.
All right, Dennis Taylor.
Other than town hall slant post office design, I think the money should be put towards infrastructure, which I'm including streets, the stormwater drainage, that type of thing, and safety. If there's money left over after that, then fine, go after the parks. Otherwise, keep the parks as they are and maintain them. I know that makes people unhappy, but I think the town has enough big infrastructure problems that while there's money there, and maybe even a few extra shekels, that it gets done. And give me some numbers and I'll be glad to give you some back.
What else you want, Dennis? Any other?
I think if you can take care of infrastructure and safety and the design work and the other, that should take most of your dollars, especially when you get into stormwater, because I shouldn't have to wear water wings to walk the streets after it rains.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm.
That's not the norm anymore. That's not the norm.
Anything else, Mr. Taylor? Mr. Parker.
Dennis Wood? Dr. Gale?
We can get... Gale, you don't have anything? On your wish list?
Observer.
Huh?
I'm just an observer.
Okay. Very good. Good to see you.
I can go through the Zoom participants here. First up, Deborah's iPad. I'm asking you to unmute. You have anything?
Yes, thank you. This is Scott McMahon. I'm at 15 Louisa Lane here with my wife, Deborah McMahon. Is there any possibility of getting some infrastructure money to put into the deteriorated parking lot at the market, that whole area? Thank you. That's all I have.
Up behind the firehouse?
Yeah, that we own that road. That, yeah, that's what Curtis was pushing for that, I think. Yeah. I was going to see if we could put that on the list of roads to be repaved this year.
Anybody else on Zoom?
Yes.
Next up, Galaxy Tab S5E, asking you to unmute.
It could be me, Ursula.
Hey, Ursula.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Is that I? Okay. We're in the middle of dinner, so excuse the knives and fork clashing. Did you guys already propose a budget, or you're in the middle of doing it, or you're just discussing it?
We're in the middle. We've had one meeting with the accountant so far, going over the last year's and where we are today and anticipated revenues. We're still gathering information, but this meeting is really to let the community kind of put a bug in our ear as to what if any needs that they see that we should be considering for the proposed budget for this year coming up. We will be having another meeting on down the road as we get closer to having a finalized budget, though.
April.
So we will see numbers, pluses, minuses, deficits, whatever. Okay.
You'll get to look at the whole budget.
Okay. Of course, a lot of people have said a lot of things that we need. We ought to start thinking about how we can make money. And I'm going to bring it up again. I brought it up before. And I'm watching it happen day in and day out. This VRBO and B&Bs, we need to get all the game plan and get with it. We're losing the game here. These people are making money left and right, and we're not getting anything of it. And we should. We should have it on the books with planning and zoning, with criteria as to what they can and cannot do, and inspections and what's required. They have people coming in and out on a regular basis. Do they have the proper smoke detectors, the proper stairways, the proper railings, the proper escape uses, the whole nine yards, which in the end could have eventually affect the town if something happens to somebody staying in one of these Airbnbs, BBROs, or whatever they're called. They get hurt, they're going to go after the owner, which they can also go after the town. So we need to be careful. We need to watch this, and we need to stay on top of it. It is a moneymaker for us. Maybe not a lot, but in the future, maybe more. It's happening left and right. We've had a couple properties recently sell for a lot of money. And I question whether those are going to be residents, or are they going to be VRBOs or whatever. So there is an issue there for making money. And you need to put that in your heads and in your accounting as to what could happen. But you have to have it on the books in order to enact any kind of tax, lodging tax, that comes from the county and from the state. So that's all I have to say on that one. So thank you very much.
Ursula, I'll comment on what your lodging tax concept. I mean, we have, and since the last meeting, we have reached out to MML to discuss about other municipalities that have a lodging tax similar to that. And really, there, I believe it's Somerset County and Caroline County or Montgomery County are the only two counties. And there seems to be a little bit of, I don't know, contradiction or uncertainty as to whether or not an enactment by the General Assembly is required for us to impose such a tax. So we're in the process of doing our homework. Because I agree that it should be considered, and like I said, it's no burden to the residents of Charlestown. And I know a lot of times when I go away someplace, you know, I'll get a local tax like that. So why wouldn't we tax out of state people, or not just out of state, but folks from out of town when they come in to stay here? But anyway, we need to do our homework and make sure we can do it and how to do it. So anyway, we're, like I said, we're looking at that. How about any budgetary issues that you're interested in?
Well, I'm just going to go back and say one other thing about the tax. According to the woman from the county that charges the 6% lodging tax in Cecil County, she's telling me that a portion of that tax comes back to the towns. Now, you can check that and verify that if that's correct, but I'm just throwing that out there. Now, as far as the budgetary for the town, I'm all for our priority needs to be a new town hall. It's been in there. It's been on the book. It's been talked about and about ran in the ground. It's time to step forward, get some architectural plans, decide on something, and move forward with a campaign to build a new town hall. It isn't going to happen if you don't start moving it. We need to move it. It needs to be done. That town hall is way too small. And it needs to be on that same site, being that it's an historical site. And I'm sure it can be done. But it's going to take time, it's going to take endurance, and it's going to take money. That's about it for me. Of course, I could go on about beach things, but I'm not going to do that right now.
I mean, that's the shoreline erosion is another hot
yes, it is. A very high note. And it's getting worse here on football. It's definitely getting worse.
Everywhere.
You'll be lucky if you get your trucks down there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I make a couple quick comments on
sure.
Dennis, the current charter stands right now, aren't B&Bs illegal in town under the current charter? Zoning charter?
They're not illegal.
They're not illegal?
Yeah, there's nothing that says that they're legal, but there's nothing that says that they're illegal.
Okay, okay. So there's nothing. Okay, okay.
There's nothing in the charter.
Okay. I was just curious about that. That's where I read
nothing
something.
Nothing in the ordinance.
Okay, the ordinance. Okay, okay. Oh, one other thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't we just recently do a poll about the town hall? Mm-hmm. How did it turn out? I was just curious. I know it came in my water bill or something.
I think most folks wanted to see us add some sort of square footage here.
Okay, but not a whole new one.
Actually, that's a little misleading.
Okay.
Because actually, I mean, it was very close between here and Fireman's Field.
Fireman's Field.
That was totally against Avalon.
Okay. Okay.
But it was very close.
Okay.
It was close. You can't
say that's why I asked. I mean, because we got a poll. We got something in the mail. I didn't know how it came out, how the vote actually came out. So
wait, it came in ahead.
Okay. Okay, it did. To keep it here and to either make it bigger or just replace it.
I think the thing was to look at other areas, but not Avalon.
Okay. Okay. So Avalon's out. Okay. All right. I was just curious about that. I knew we got something in our water bill about it back over the summer or something. And I just didn't know how the final vote came out. So, okay. That's all. That's all.
We'll share it with you.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Holly Costanzi. I'm asking you to unmute.
Good evening, everyone. I don't want much, just everything. I know that the list is long. I'm with CJ. To me, the infrastructure for doing something with the stormwater is long overdue, and it's going to be an expensive thing. So I'm assuming it would have to be done in lots and pieces and parts. I don't know if an engineering study has already been done on it to see what needs to be done. You know, you'd work in with redoing the roads at the same time, street signage, you know, to do your streetscape thing, it would all be tied in with that. We still have, I don't know if there's monies from the state that we can get, because there's talk about the beaches and stuff, that there is, you know, the erosion problem. So I know that there's quite a bit of things that the town needs to do. It's going to take time and money, but to prioritize at least have a 1 year, a 5 year, a 10 year, a 15 year plan, just so you know where you're going with everything. I don't know if you actually have that. You know, that would be something, but I'll piggyback on CJ's there. You know, I think the stormwater thing is kind of big.
We do have the KCI report.
Yeah. We had a KCI report done for the stormwater management and so forth, just showing our existing infrastructure, which is deficient and runs all over the place without much thought.
It does.
It goes across people's private property. And so, yes, we are. And we do have a couple grants that are out and pending. And we are trying to, you know, I'm tired of everything being done piecemeal. I think most of this board is. Mm-hmm. And we need one comprehensive, cohesive plan, really, that'll take into consideration everything, again, stormwater management, streets, you know, lighting, sidewalks, and we, what's the name of the group that we're getting together, the
sustainable communities,
yes, the sustainable
action plan update.
Action plan update. We actually have a really good action plan. Did you participate in that early on?
5 years ago.
That was after
really. Anyway, it's very good. We should share that with people.
Yeah.
And we don't have a date scheduled for that to meet yet.
We did have our first work group meeting just last week.
Oh, great. Yep. Sake. You're going to bring us up to date on that one.
So, absolutely. I mean, this work group is going to be kind of the steering committee for ideas that we want to unveil to this board. Right. And the public at large.
I was going to say, I'm sitting right next to him. I can't hear you.
Well, thank you. We're sitting
right. Go ahead, Brian. Restate that again, please.
So the Sustainable Communities Action Plan, it's basically a revitalization designation for the town. It's not the whole town. It's just a portion of it. That plan was adopted 5 years ago, and it's got all kinds of themes related to planning and environment, transportation, economy, quality of life. And one of the big ideas that came out of this renewal process, right? The plan was updated or created 5 years ago. The state's requiring that we renew it. and basically say, you know, what kind of strategies did we come up with 5 years ago that we accomplished? Which ones didn't we accomplish? And do we have any new ideas? And so one of them that's come up early on is exactly what Mr. Costanzi just pointed out. You know, we do come up with a budget each year, but what about some kind of like capital improvement plan that maybe looks 5 years out, right? And tries to, I think we could always prioritize on an annual basis things that pop up, but could we come up with a five-year plan and try to stick with that? You know, streets, stormwater management, park erosion.
And it's kind of neat because it all kind of ties with what we're doing. It all ties in together, even with the meetings with SHA. And we even talked about, for example, Mr. Hodges' project with perhaps doing a senior type housing project out toward Holloway Beach area. But to do that, we have to include those areas within the Sustainable Action Plan,
right?
Which is part of what we need to do, because that opens the door to more funding and so forth.
Yep. One of the tasks is to expand this renewal timeframe, expand the boundary to include that parcel.
Correct. So one of the big things is, if you're interested in getting involved, you know,
let us know.
Town hall, so you can get involved, and together we can create and formulate this plan for what the town's going to look like, you know, for generations to come. I mean, we can do some big stuff right now that will have a great impact, I think.
Yeah, the plan was pretty good 5 years ago. I think we're just going to tweak it a little bit. Updates need to be done by June 30th. So we'll definitely, bring it to the commissioners, Planning and Zoning Commission, for their review and comment. And we were thinking about engaging the community as well, maybe with a survey. We could even have a public hearing.
Once you come up with it.
We don't have to. The state required us to have a public hearing the first time.
Right.
The renewal doesn't have to have one, but we could anyway.
I would advise that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll plan on it.
Okay. Tom, anything else?
No, I think that'll be good. Okay. I'll put the sidewalk in front of CJ's house, and I'll walk in front of his house.
Thank you. Can I add something? Sure. This is kind of off topic a little bit. I know we talked about this in the past about getting a microphone system for the town hall, mm-hmm. so people can hear better, because we do have, you know, a lot of seniors that do attend the meetings. Mm-hmm. And it is hard to hear sometimes in here. And you know, just, you know, Brian speaks kind of light. He's not a screamer. You know, I have a tendency to talk loud because I don't hear very well. But I don't think it would be that big of an expense.
No. It's
and you know, just think about it. People if that are attending Zoom could probably hear better too. We've been asking for this for at least 3 years. Let's see if we can't put in the budget for this year then and get this done.
We have speakers down at Avalon.
Okay.
We have
speakers. Yep. Yeah. So we need a microphone system to hook up to the speakers.
We usually use it over the fire hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So is that something we can get done, you think, guys? Or it would help out a lot. I think it would
be permanent up here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think it'd be that big of an expense.
Yeah, so, I mean, absolutely. We have it.
I mean, it'd be nice to have a mic.
Yeah, it would be.
In the center that could pick up the conversation and put it out on the
screen. And the people can hear better on Zoom too, probably, you know, on Zoom calls.
Instead of passing the mic?
Yeah, instead of passing the mic.
We don't want to pass the mic.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Or have one hand.
That would help. That would help out with people, you know. I wear a mask because I have to right now, but it would be. I'm sure you guys can still hear me, though. I know you guys can, but I don't know about the audience can so much.
So perhaps we can put a couple thousand in the budget for a new audio equation,
right? And we could, like
a sound system that could transfer to the new town hall.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Something we could fix. Yeah,
it would be worth. I mean, everybody's been complaining about that for as long as I've been here.
Yes.
You're right.
3 to 5 years.
Yep. So, all right.
I appreciate you guys. I'm sorry to get off topic.
No, that's why we're having this conversation. What else, Brian?
Next up, looks like Jennifer. I'll ask you to unmute.
Yes.
You have any comment for us on the budget we should consider?
No, no, not right now, no. Or not at all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thelma?
Hi, I'm here. I don't have, I think there was a lot of great ideas that went around the table and that the town administrators and commissioners and then the town residents put in tonight. It just seemed like a very productive and positive meeting tonight, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thelma.
Yep.
How about phone number 443-309-1553. I'm asking you to unmute. I believe you can press, if you're just calling in and not connecting with your computer, if you can hear us, I believe you press *6 on your phone. Looks like you're unmuted.
This is Brian.
Yeah, this is Town Hall. Public budget hearing.
It's Robin Rowe.
Oh, hey, Robin.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hi, thank you so much. Yes, thank you for the new dog station at Veterans Park.
You're welcome.
I know in the budget you're going to do sidewalks, but in the meantime, could we be proactive before our summer tourists come from the boat ramp to Avalon parking with the mobile speed bumps? I know it's a sore subject, but it would slow them down a little bit until we get the sidewalks put in.
Just a thought. Robin, in regards to sidewalks, we're going to make some plans. That's part of the equation because those streets are so busy. And even, like I said, if you live in this part of Old Town, Charlestown, you know, you can't even really cross Route 7 or Layton Street because there's no crosswalk,
right,
because there's no sidewalks to go to. So we need to, you know, for kids and families and everyone, we need to create some sidewalks.
And we do need our tourists because it does create revenue, but we also need to be safe.
There's a big diversion of school of thought on speed bumps, and you've been spoken been in favor of them, but I'm not sure if I don't know. That's kind
just
of
for, just for summer. We could put them down just for summer, and we can put them down again. And then just put them down for Halloween when our children are trying to trick or treat and the cars are racing by, just for safety. They don't have to stay down permanently.
Well,
we will
consider it.
Okay, that's fair enough.
We'll consider it.
You know, and we could share the survey results again that we got from last time about the speed bumps and the locations. We could do another survey. We purchased temporary speed bumps.
I know.
We could put them out if, you know, there was an overwhelming, you know, what the percentage should be. 60% of our residents are in favor.
Yeah.
And where?
And once the sidewalks are in, that we wouldn't even have to have the conversation ever again.
True. Yeah. How about a sign for now, though? That I see a sign a lot of times. It says, drive like your children live here. And I always notice this sign, right? It really catches my eye for some reason. And I'm thinking, I should drive like my children live here, right? I mean, who wants to hit a child? Could we put a sign up, something like that?
When I was talking about trying to at least get a little crosswalk on Bladen Street off Frederick Street leading to
I remember and, I remember that.
And state roads wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it, right?
Because I was thinking you could do that. And also UCL in a lot of towns, they'll have like a little cone that goes up in the middle that says pedestrian, pedestrian or slow for pedestrians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe we could run those down the middle of, I don't know. I'm just talking. Yeah. Well, the problem is we have boat trailers now.
Exactly.
But you know, I understand what Ms. Rose, we all do.
I can tell you exactly what's happening too. I mean, this is the gist of the situation down there. When they have to drive so far to park their trailer, they're trying to get back because they're blocking the boat ramp for the next guy. He can't launch until they can move their boat. And it makes it, and they're trying to get back as fast as they can, I think.
And for that,
I'm sorry, Ralph.
No, Jeff is absolutely right, Jeff. They're lined up to launch.
Yeah.
You've got a boater that has launched. Now he has to race down and get his trailer parked and run back. And it creates a sense of urgency, and it's an accident waiting to happen.
It is.
And one of the things that I was thinking with this park ranger is to have the gator type thing, that if he's down there, he can help get them back so that he does that.
I think it's fraught for a little cottage industry of people on
shuttle service.
On pedaling bicycles to pedal people back and forth.
Yeah.
If you're a budding entrepreneur, Dennis perhaps.
for what town could buy a golf cart, for one of a better term for, include that in the price, you're getting $10.
That is a budgetary matter that we've talked about in the past, about getting a slow moving vehicle for the town. Since we got rid of the Scion.
No, I'm not sure. I don't think
we got my driver speed bumps on it.
No, I don't want to do that's a 10 you have, but we don't want to see it.
Yes. Just on the speed bump thing, that horrific nightmare thing that was out here a while ago. The reason it didn't work and everybody hated it was because it was like driving over a triangle, not a bump.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It was terrible.
But I would absolutely not be opposed to a speed hump.
Right.
Larger paved humps, but we have those humps, so it's not going to damage your vehicle like this thing would, even going over it slowly.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we found out we had just shocks bad that we didn't know was bad after going over.
Yeah.
And that's the ones that they want to put.
Another thing too, when they hit those speed bumps with those empty trailers, they're going to be loud.
Oh yeah. Think at 5 o'clock in the morning, with a whole rickety trailer.
Yeah. Hitting that bump.
And hitting those bumps.
You can put a sidewalk and a speed hump right in front of my house, and I'll be fine with it.
I love the cooperation.
Robin, do you have anything else on that you want to?
No, I just want to say I want to agree with Selma. It's been a very productive meeting, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thanks for participating. Ken, Mr. Confalone, you joined us. Do you have anything for?
Yeah, two things just from the revenue side. One, I think I talked to a few people about a columbaria, a monument to hold cremated remains, since we're running out of room at the cemetery. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, holds a lot of remains, and it's a moneymaker for the town. Pleasant subject, I know, on a Tuesday night. And the other one is, I think it's, from a revenue standpoint, charging for the boat trailer parking. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you well know, there's an issue with the trailer parking. There's a problem with parking in general. And, we've gone to expense in the town already to accommodate the trailers in free parking. And they're my two ideas. Thank you.
What was that last idea?
About charging the trailers for parking.
Boat trailer parking.
Okay, yeah. I kind of look like that's like a...
That's included in the boat
launch fee myself.
Yeah.
That's what's included in other towns as well.
Yeah, I can't speak. I can only speak for Talbot County, but yeah. It's $45 for the year, and they provide you a place to park. Right at the boat ramp, actually. So. I mean, hey...
We make people drive.
We had that at one time. Is there any way we can... We could talk to Larry about getting the trailer parking back.
He's out of room as it is.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah. I think that's everybody on Zoom.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go around the table here with Yeah, Renee, what do you, anything you'd like to bring up that hasn't been discussed? I mean, so go ahead.
One is, this is my first time looking at this. I didn't see it. The fire department, is there an increase in the fire department?
And we're not necessarily really talking about the budget as right. so much
but
as
these
what,
are things that I'm looking at.
Things that we might want to include in the budget.
There. Yeah, the infrastructure is definitely something that we need to do, which I've been saying for a while. And if you don't do the infrastructure, fixing the streets is kind of a moot point because water is just going to eat it up and put it around. There are some things that in the past the town has done that has diverted the water even worse over top of property. So
just by putting 2 inches of pavement on a street.
Yeah, that and putting
worse.
A pipe under the road that goes to nowhere except mm-hmm. everybody's yard. Plan that was brought up only talked about underground. It didn't talk about the culverts that are above ground that we need to do.
So the KCI plan?
Yeah, the KCI plan doesn't really talk about, it's only talking about the underground, which shows a lot of the pipes that are clogged up. I agree that they probably need to be bigger. We need to think about doing more of the rain gardens so that the water is not going straight into the river.
Checking the water, retaining it on
retaining
land.
It, but not just retaining it, but slowing it down right. so that it's not letting all the bad stuff go there. I know we live next to the water. I know it's going to go there. We need to look at the future because it's with all the development, business development that's going outside of our town. We need to look at what we're going to do in the future, because as much as we can sit there and complain to the county, it's going to happen. And we need to figure out how we're going to divert the water because we're low point. It's coming here. The fire company, like I said, we need to look at giving them some more money. The decorations that we have around town. I agree that we should keep the shelves and stuff up through the summer, but I also would like to get the more of what we are, the colonial part at Christmas, but not just here. We need to include the other side of town and start working on getting extra stuff and adding to it every year, so that the other side of town and even at the manor and over in Holloway, that we're all one part of town. So these are things that we need to look at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just.
And last year was a tough year. I mean, just we were trying to spruce up the Christmas decor and whatnot, but you can't, I mean, it's tens of, be $100,000 in Christmas decor that you really dress up the town.
I
so I think putting a little bit in the budget every year to build it up.
I will tell you that when Donna did look into the lights that we have now, that was at MML.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah.
We're going
mm-hmm.
to go there.
Yeah.
I know that in the past I've brought stuff back and it was mm-hmm. told no, we're not doing this, but I'm looking at, I think we can talk it out. We can start adding to what we have so that we are a colonial town and we have more traditional Christmas things and keep the other stuff up because we are a summer community. Yes.
I agree. And you're right, there's a lot of people down there sell those lights at MML. At least two or three vendors in town there sell those lights.
Just possibly banners or something. Just
anything.
Just to include the whole town, not just here in the center.
Well, you're going to have a hard time putting anything in my neighborhood. I have no telephone poles.
You know,
I know
was,
Carl likes that anyway.
You know what was nice this year was the young young kids down there at the corner of Conestoga and Water who made the driftwood Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That became they kind of a unique
nice job.
Charlestown decoration.
Yep.
And that could be something that we put at the wharf, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we already have our two large trees. We don't have to ever buy them again. We have the big right. one for here, and we have the big one for Avalon. So,
you know, yeah. also, if you guys ever been over Chesapeake City at Christmas time, mm-hmm. they have the crabs that wave. They have the crabs yeah, that wave.
They have all those.
And then you don't need, that doesn't require a telephone pole. I mean, I think they have their solar powered. I think maybe. Yeah, be something that you know you could put over Trinity Woods. You'd have a crab waving or something. You know.
Yeah, you look at our seal right there. You know, maybe our symbol is like a ship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ship lights.
Mm-hmm. Ship lights. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they
ship trees.
They actually decorated a tree over a ship at Christmas time too.
I actually thought about because I was looking at those websites that mm-hmm. I was sending everybody. There were ones in there with
yeah
types of ships that
I mean even Chesapeake if City has the big carriage
yeah
with the people riding it,
but yeah it's just something to think about in the mm-hmm. in going right now is the time to buy the Christmas lights yeah. and that's going true. To MML is going to there's going to be we can get quotes there that maybe we can get it for X amount of days after the conference.
That yeah, there may be so long. That
yes.
Anything else, Jeff or Jeff?
Yeah, are you done?
Infrastructure is the big one.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd like to see the cemetery signs that Ms. Bott wanted. I'd like to see that. You know, and also, I think it's already been voted on. There's supposed to be a fence put up down here at Sandy Beach.
So the delineation of the
right next to the Speakman property or something. Right. Okay. So that's already been voted on. Is that correct?
It was already approved. Yeah. We're 1 foot from the man's house.
Okay.
I'd like to see the fence put up before we get into spring and summer.
Right.
Last year we didn't have anything.
Right.
The beach is a mess, and the crap that you people did with the water was
right.
terrible.
Right.
The pipe went straight out
right.
to the water, and it's been there 100 years.
Right.
So why didn't you take the rusted pipe off and put a new pipe on that run the same way? Now it runs down the road, makes a curve, goes over this way, makes another curve, right. where you got all that stone and this, and nothing works.
Right. Getting into that, that's correct. That's a very good point. And now getting into another part about the infrastructure that you brought up earlier. Several years back, I went over to Charlestown Place and dug a ditch. Okay, and to get the water out of the road, and it worked. But the problem was when it got to the drain underneath the road, the drain was blocked.
Yep.
So then it started going back down the road again. That's so we have a lot of our drains are clogged up underneath the roads, and there's a machine that you can rent that can blow them out with high pressure water or air or whatever. We stepped to them with the state, but we didn't have the machine; we had to rent it. But that would solve some of the problems, not all the problems. But if you get that debris out of those pipes, we had the issue down here and by the Wellwood a few years back. Okay, so we dig the pipe up, and there's a garbage bag stuck in it, and once it got jammed in there, nothing could get through with it. And once we got the pipe out of the ground, we realized. But what we did was we replaced it with a bigger pipe, because if you're gonna upgrade, you might as well go bigger. Like PJ would say, you go bigger.
And that's what we need to do.
Right. And a lot of these pipes.
More and more water is coming because the trees are being right. cut down. And like I said, we're the low point.
There's one over here on by Joe Carey's house, right here on the corner here, mm-hmm. by the tennis courts. Mm-hmm. It, as far as I know, the drain belongs to the state. It runs underneath the what used to be a road. It's now a
state. Right. That, mm-hmm. And that'll be part of it. The plan.
Okay. Well, the sidewalks. Okay. So that's another one that's clogged up there. I mean, just you can't, you go down and you clean the drains out, but you can't get underneath the road. And that's where it's clogged. And then, I mean, there's some bad flood problems down there. I mean, it's just really bad. I mean, you would go down there, clean them out every time they get ready to rain, go down there, clean them out. Of course, the leaves get in there, the trash gets in there, you know, stuff gets in there and blocks it up. And it's just, there's a lot of drains in the town that are like that. I mean, like you said, trees growing in them and stuff. And
I would say probably almost all of them are.
Yeah, well, yeah. And we have a few that's collapsed over there in Trinity Woods. And I've actually found one of Joe Letts's campaign signs in one of mine one time. I was like, I took it back to him, you know. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I agree with everybody, you know, the infrastructure, it's just been a long time coming and it needs to be done and it's not going to get any better. And like there's a spot down here at the end of Caroline Extended that we just recently paved. I was here before last. There's water flooding the guy's yard. He called me one day and went down and looked at it. The whole corner of the shed is just rotted away because of the water. And I think some of that's coming off of Amtrak though.
It comes from the Amtrak.
Right. So is there any way we could contact Amtrak? Maybe they would pitch in to help us fix it, at least get a pipe run through there. That would alleviate a lot of his water problems. But of course, like you said, a lot of these pipes have to be put in on private property. So we're going to have permission.
We're trying to get
permission. Right. Well, I understand. But Andy Thompson called me last year and he's got a lot of water running down Frederick Street. And he told me him and his neighbor would be more than willing to put a pipe in, you know, give us permission to put the pipe in and to get that water out of their yards, you know. And it's just things like that that need to be done. You need to dig the ditches out on Frederick Street. You need to run the pipes underneath the road, get that water running down, you know. But it has to have some place to go. Am I right? It has to have some place to go when it goes to the lowest point.
And just we're looking at taking that water and conveying it over to the athletic field.
Exactly. And run it down that way. Exactly.
The athletic field has a natural
has a creek there too. It has a small creek you can run into.
Check it and slow the water down.
Sure.
Before it discharges.
Yep.
Ms. Brian had another question.
Oh, sorry.
I asked Leighton twice about Marcus Street. Mm-hmm. And he said that was a and Calvert Street. Marcus Street in front of Dan Roberts, there's the little pipes that I think comes out from his sub pump. It wasn't there until he redid when he bought the house. Mm-hmm. Now it comes out onto the road on Marcus Street, runs across the road, and there's a huge puddle in front of Larry's. I'm surprised Larry don't complain.
Yeah.
Driveway going into his thing. When it's icy, mm-hmm. I told him, I can't walk that way.
Right.
It's too wide.
Yeah.
It's the same thing at Calvert Street. It doesn't run into the, there's a big right there that's full of trees. If you dug out the ditch, the water would run from the top of Calvert Street. That's where it comes from, all the way down. But before it gets there, it cuts across and it's at least 5 foot of ice. You can't walk there.
Yeah,
that's two places in town being fixed.
I agree.
Just real quick, just so I can be clear, when I was talking about the storm drains there, I was hoping that at a minimum, like this year, they would be cleaned.
Yes.
With the understanding that when streetscape happens, they would be actually fixed.
Fixed. Yes.
So I just want to be clear that that's what my point was.
Yes.
I don't want to just go, well, we'll just wait until we replace them.
Right.
That can't happen.
No.
Like they got to be. I mean, I know it costs money and it could be expensive to rent the machine and stuff, but at least let's get what we got working as best we can until
I agree. I mean, you start there and then you work your way up. But the bare minimum, get them cleaned out so they have someplace for that water to go.
I mean, if you clean them, they'll stay clean for
exactly
5 years. So plenty of time to get
exactly
everything else going.
Exactly. But like you said, you got to start someplace and that's the best place to start.
What do you have in mind for parking for summertime? At the wharf.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I was just getting ready to add to that. I think it'd be a good idea if we dug that bank out over there and made more parking places over there, Carl. It would really alleviate people parking on that road. What? Yeah, I mean, we own that property. That's less we have to mow and take care of. Once we dig it out and make parking spaces there, it would almost double your parking spaces at the wharf.
I've talked about getting a surveyor out to survey.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, I understand.
A few parks.
And then, right.
Right.
The town's lands. Because generally we're talking about putting up fencing.
Yes.
It's best to put it on the line.
Yes.
Or have it marked out, surveyed in the court.
Right.
You need to fence it. You just need a macadam or blacktop or something.
Well, and then
20 foot there.
Yeah.
And that's a discussion about. Yeah, because it's a lot of. There's a lot to it. More than just digging it out.
Oh, I understand. You know? I, plus, I know.
Getting
I know.
That close to the,
to the water. There's yes, there's
going to be moving more than, what, how many, 5,000?
If we're over 5,000 square feet, then we got to do a stormwater management plan.
Right. Is there any way we could use millings instead of blacktop, though?
But it would still trigger us.
It would still trigger the storm water.
If we go over 5,000 square feet.
People park there all the time with the trailers and everything. We all don't do anything about it.
No, and well, we're going to be. That park ranger comes in there, they won't be parking there anymore. So, I mean, that's the plan, right? I mean, the park ranger, he should alleviate a lot of these double parking and stuff, right, down there?
Yes.
All right. Well,
be a presence.
I'm hoping that, you know, like you said, the money would go to the town too, right? Is that correct? Yes, any parking fees? Any tickets? Yeah. All right. That's all I have. It's not really not much to do with the budget itself, but if you guys have noticed on Tuesdays, parking is very limited around here because of the AA meetings. And I was talking to Miss Pauline the other day about maybe possibly asking the church elders to maybe move the AA meetings to Wednesdays. So we would have more parking because we're having our meetings earlier now, 6 o'clock. And when the weather gets nice, people are going to be parked over here using the playground. And that's going to take spots away from people that might want to attend the meeting. Won't have a place to park. I get here early so I get a place to park. Plus I sign checks and everything too, but I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, but
I usually walk down here, but right. If I do drive, I seem like I can always find a spot.
Okay.
Between the fire hall and I usually park down there.
Right now it's not really nice out, but
I wouldn't want to ask them.
You wouldn't want to? Really okay. Okay.
Talk to the AA and ask them to take Wednesday or Thursday. And that way you could park on inside because they can park out front down the hall. And then it would be over because you know that he says there's places, but dogs, and there's no places up there when you come to park.
I get here early, so I get a spot. I've had to park over by the playground.
We'd like to give them 30 days notice so they have time to notify all their people.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that? Does anybody, Brian, do you have a problem with it or anything? No? I don't. I mean, I don't know what the difference is between Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I mean, to them, I mean, if they have a problem with it, it'd be a different story.
Some of their thing is they want to have, through the county, a meeting every day.
Okay,
so
okay.
That's part of the
issue. That's why they're coming here on Tuesdays.
There's issues.
Okay.
This meeting's here this day.
Right.
So it needs to have them.
Right.
They need to spread it out so that people have meetings to go to all the time.
Right. I know this is not really a budget thing, but wanted to bring it up.
Tons of parking right just on the Clayton Street there too.
Yeah, it usually fills up though on Tuesdays. It does. It's up to you guys. Just something to think about. Something we can kick around. And if Molly can contact the AA people, and if they would be willing to, they might not have a problem with it. I mean, maybe they might want Wednesdays or something. Who knows? But. Just, I know it was nothing to do with the budget, but I wanted to bring it up. Miss Pauline wanted me to mention it, so something to think about. next is up. It's up to you, Miss Pauline. See if you can do something, right? If you can contact them.
We'll have
Okay. All right. That's all I have. So.
What do you got, Liz?
The only thing was I had brought it up at the last meeting, and that was to purchase the regiment's gear. Mm-hmm. Everything I'd like to pay in one lump sum.
Right.
So I had that idea. And also I talked to some of the people now over in Cool Springs and stuff. I see them all walking their dogs all the time and all.
Yep.
And I said, you know, welcome to the town because most of them are new here. And I said, what would you like to see in our town? And they're like, we'd like to see a dog park.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah. So if we can come up with some little niche of an area where
I won't take my dog.
Anywhere. They'd like to just see a dog park.
You know where we've seen a impromptu dog park?
Where?
In our pickleball court at the athletic complex. Because you can let your dog off their leash.
Yeah. These ones are pretty expensive little dogs. So he probably takes good care of his. These are his little babies. It's this big guy. He walks them all the time and has these little teacups.
Yep.
And they look like they're this big in the guys. But he said that's what he'd like to see. And
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't think I had ever heard that one before.
All right. You know, we had that.
I mean, and everybody knows all the other stuff. Sure. And, you know, the infrastructure, the roads. And I'm so tired. You know, when I first heard we're going to do this road, that road, and this road, I thought, yes, we're going to get all those roads done. And then I drove over and I seen it and I was like, that's not getting the whole road done. Oh, no, it was this little piece.
Little patches.
Cut out of the middle. And it looked like a little patchwork quilt.
That's what it was.
And I thought, if that isn't embarrassing, that's all. It's like, when you tell me you're going to do a road, I think you mean a road.
The whole road.
Yeah, not this little, here's your square here. Yep. And then over here, we'll put one. Now, isn't that pretty? No, it looks like crap.
They did that on Thomas Jefferson, Marcus Street. Why did they do this little patch?
It's been done in this town over and over and over again. That we no wonder we have water runoff problems in people's yards. My road out front, just at and I won't talk about anybody else's, but I'll talk about mine. It's up like this high compared to where it used to be. You know, and then when you walk over to brand new buildings, the road is up at like 6 more inches. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's
that's
like,
true.
Wow.
I see.
Are we trying to complain about water?
That's a good point, though. That's
you
a
know,
good point.
We just keep slapping lipstick on a pig.
Yep.
You pick, it can look pretty, but it's still going to be a pig.
Yep. Yep, really.
So I just thought that that was crazy when I first seen that and first heard that.
Yep.
And I was like, I was so happy because all these were going to get done.
Yep.
I mean, they all got done.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I think that'd be wise for us as a town to scale back the lipstick and getting the stormwater right.
Right. And it's like, put, you know, wipe that stuff off our hands and let's just get dirty with it now.
We don't do the stormwater, the streets, everything
else. They're just going to keep rolling away.
The beach erosion and everything else is just going to be
keep throwing money out there. We might as well go buy a boat and throw money in it.
Miss Bryant, why don't you get a copy of the budget?
Why are you 13 and 15 in the book?
Oh, wait, what?
Is that no?
I don't think yet.
Try to slide that one.
I don't think yet because it's working.
Okay.
And it's got some stuff in there.
We have
an
old one.
We have last year's.
Are we allowed to sell plots in that cemetery?
The colonial ones?
Good question.
Is there any open
old lot number one?
It's part of ours. So are we allowed to sell there?
Do you know where the graves are marked in there?
Exactly.
She asked whether or not we can sell graveyard plots
in
old lot number one.
Lot number
is there
one
a way to find out?
You'd have to do ground penetrating radar.
Do you know, Pauline, is that old lot number one? Is it full?
Is that where Rosie's?
Yeah.
On Cecil Street, and then there's old lot number two
across from Diane.
And
there's a lot of them not marked.
I think we would be hard pressed.
You can disturb them, but I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
you
I didn't mean
it,
to disturb it. I didn't know.
I mean
there is.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I know I see a couple of the markers, but
right.
I didn't know.
And there's so many other
ones. The problem is that you got 15 feet or more here.
We still
can. Inventory, which more people are choosing that today than yesterday. And
that's correct.
The county approved for you to move it back to the post that's white with orange, but nobody moves the fence so you can do it.
Well, I know when I was on the board before. The reason that it wasn't was because just the electrical. They were putting the broadband and the broadband runs right across that fence.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is the county approved it for you to do it.
Yeah.
They did, but the broadband came in for the school that runs right along the fence.
So you won't be able to move it.
You need to tell broadband you need to put the water.
And that was part of the sticking point.
Yeah.
And then when SHA was coming through to do the sidewalk thing, they were actually debating on which side of the street they wanted to add stuff.
You people need to say, because I called Brian up when I read the minutes, and I asked him to explain to me what I read, did I read it correctly?
Yeah.
And he said to me, well, what do you want to know? I said, a walkway is approximately 4x3 or 4x4. over here behind our graves or in front of our graves? Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, we want to put graves in there. I said, how are you going to put a 6-foot casket in a 4-foot hole?
It ain't going to work.
I said, we're not.
Yeah. We are talking about similar to what you had mentioned with the cremation remains, and Mr. Crouch had mentioned that there's a new product that they're utilizing where it's a very narrow piece where you could put in, you know, 4 to 6 cremation spots that would fit in between the aisles over up on the, which we have tons of ground for that kind of stuff, but I haven't seen them yet.
But it's hard to put markers on these places. If you're going to allow regular tombstones, and how can you
they'd be flush with the ground.
So in other words, if you're not able to do that, you guys not pull out of a cemetery because you won't let it be. That's what you could do over in the plot leader view that you go out there like it's your baby. You could put graves in there and you could say in the contract, all stones have to be ground level.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't ruin any view and it doesn't disturb anything.
Right.
You got two choices. Say we're done out of the graveyard. We're just doing maintaining what we have, but we're not going to do any more.
I don't know if there's that many left of those.
Well, I thought we were looking at the
maybe a few. They're probably sold, right?
Anywhere where they could just put the panels in.
Did the family sign off on that yet?
You just sit on that piece.
No, I said I thought we were looking at doing those
because the family had to sign off to give the rights away to what?
What family?
The Holloways.
Holloways.
Oh, where you were
final.
Well, we'll have a graveyard session and talk about it.
I think where we left off was like, you know, understanding what plots may be available in the cemeteries that we have, right? Maybe even old lot number 1 and 2. And if there's nothing there, then if we want a new cemetery, it'd have to be new land, new ground. If we want a new cemetery.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, you're getting old when you last property you went to settlement on was a grave plot. That was me. I bought one down northeast. Pretty good deal on it, man. I had to snap it up while I had it.
I have one last thing. There was a CD that popped up from Cecil Bank this past week. You guys got it in the mail. I happen to be one of the signers on that account. Okay. So they wouldn't talk to any of them. And that's why they said to go up to Cecil Bank. So I called, they asked me to come in to prove that it was me. I go up there. This account was dormant. I undormanted it because they're charging us to do that. All I had to do, and I didn't touch it, all I had to do was sign a piece of paper that said I'm still a signature on the thing. So I did that. The CD becomes mature on the 6th, and we have till the 16th to do something about it, or whatever. It's 10 days, or it rides. I'm thinking we need to move it out of Cecil and move it over there. It is part of the... and I'm not saying we need to decide that because it's not what this is tonight. But it's revenue. It's how much is it now? It is cemetery, perpetual cemetery money.
Well, cemetery maintenance fund.
Okay. And I did look it up in the judicial of the state of Maryland. The perpetual, because I wasn't sure if it was only that could be like something to do with that. It is not. It can be pretty much anything to do with cemetery as long as it's upkeep and maintenance of it.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Now, what we need to do, and it's something that we need to discuss in an open meeting that we can vote on it. What Cecil Bank is saying is because it's not just to the town, it's that person's name and the town, but it is part of the perpetual thing for the cemetery. So I did find it in one of my old things of one of the audits back in 2013. It is in here, this restricted fund balance that's meant for cemetery balance. So basically they said they weren't sending out any
I can't think tonight. Statements, thank you. Because it became dormant.
Yeah.
And it just kept rolling, but now they're charging us.
Yeah,
so it's time to get it out of there then.
So I made it not be dormant anymore, yes, so that we're not being charged. I tried to get an amount, how much we're going to lose. It wasn't coming up on our
convenience. Yeah. We definitely want to, you know, do something with that.
To, it's probably restricted to St. John's Cemetery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
It could be used for lawn mowing, right? Mowing grass.
Yeah, no.
But I don't know. It's food for thought that, do we need to pull it out of a CD, leave it in the CD for another year till we decide what we want to do with it, but definitely move it out of CECL. These are a lot of things that we're thinking about.
Well, we can talk about that at the meeting.
Sure.
Let's check on the rates. See if we can get it.
Oh, that's the other thing we need to put PNC in the budget too, because PNC we want to buy the stones or whatever, the signage fee.
Oh, that's another thing. So
I mentioned
the signage for the memorials,
right, for
grave sites,
and possibly for the ice house and the Tory house.
And what about, we talked about before, a sign for town of Charlestown. From
and for the sign.
And
for
maybe, and Jeff had mentioned that Trinity Woods might like a sign, like a Trinity Woods Charlestown community.
It was a little small one years ago, but it's long brought it away.
So maybe we might put that into the budget as well. Some
signage.
Yes, sounds good. Yeah.
Nice signage.
And it kind of goes along maybe with a little bit of our branding, you know, with Christmas lights, for example.
Yes, yes.
You know, what's our symbol?
Okay. Good.
Well, I wouldn't put signage underneath with my Christmas stuff. Because then it's
going to
be like, oh, well, you just spent all this on signage, and now we have nothing left for Christmas.
I'm just suggesting that they relate to each other.
Yeah.
Separate budget line items.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got, Lou?
That's it.
But, you know, I wanted to bring something up, and I don't know if I've really mentioned this before, but we talked about Charlestown Manor, right? Mm-hmm. And Charlestown Manor always feels like it's far away.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of it's dangerous to cross the street.
Yes.
You know. and we also talk about, we've had the discussions about the water line coming down and the possibility that we may want to run it down all the way down to
Kim's.
And that leads us into a, you know, possible talks about bringing them into town, and as we offer more services to them and so forth and become more relevant. And Ms. Lloyd, and I think she's even applied for a permit, you know? She's been applying for a permit for a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
She's connecting in from Charlestown Manor into her property.
Yeah, across the creek.
Mm-hmm. Across the creek.
On her property. Which is still the same property.
That's correct. And it's, anyway, I think it's kind of a neat idea. I mean, we have Footlog, which brings Footlog into Charlestown, which is so nice. Otherwise, they'd have to walk all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I know she's got these plans, but anyway, I was thinking that maybe, you know, this bridge will probably have an impact upon Old Town Charlestown. Mm-hmm. And maybe we want to discuss with her. I know she's got her own plans and all, but maybe Charlestown has an interest to make sure that bridge is a top-notch quality bridge, and could somehow, you know, if we were to participate in it, we would have to ensure that it was open to the public to a certain degree, you know, as you expand the area, the walkway and areas. And I know this is kind of...
But would she be willing to
Avalon
use people?
I'm sorry.
Because it's going from town onto the campground.
It would have to tie into Avalon somehow. It would come across Avalon.
Well, I know.
I'll pull up a map.
And I understand that part, but is she going to allow people to come from Avalon?
And that's the big, and I know she's probably has this all worked out, but again, I was just thinking that it is an opportunity, and it could be like, I'd make it a wide bridge, wider bridge that could accommodate, you know, even on those.
Why did you raise the football bridge up that was never raised up like that?
Why was it raised up?
Yeah.
I I don't know. I think it's football's a nice bridge, though.
It's not a real big bridge, mm-hmm. but it was always flat. Never got overflowed. Oh, it was a flat.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know why they ever did that art.
And
probably
like the design. I think it was two, three houses right here. Bleak view.
Both.
I think it's part of the flooding and the engineers probably because of Isabel. And I mean, the first house right here was completely underwater. Sure. So, and
the water never rose up there. Not the way this bridge is. It was just.
I know that's why I'm saying I believe that's why they did it. It's because if they moved it up, the water wasn't going to hit it to push a flat bridge. It's not going. It's raised up enough.
It's raised up too much, really.
Anyway, I just bring that up as
I remember
one. I'd love to open up with Charlestown Manor.
Mm-hmm. You see, I remember talking to her about listening to her saying something because last year when we would have the events down there.
Mm-hmm.
She would like to have had it so they could just walk
right.
across and stuff
right.
and everything. And I was like, get on a boat. I don't know what to tell you.
So her bridge is going across right there, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and she's applied for...
I don't know exactly where it's going, but that sure looks like the shortest point.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I don't think that's where it's going.
But the thing is that, you know, and I know she doesn't want just the public running through her campground.
No.
I certainly wouldn't.
But the public could also then go over there and hit the snack bar and the ice cream place and all that.
I think it's a good idea.
But I'm just thinking that.
You just want your snack, don't you?
I don't know.
I like snacks.
I think it'd be a great investment for the town. I'm not necessarily saying this period, but
I mean, she has worked very hard on that place.
She has. So anyway, I just want to bring that up. All right. Does anybody have anything else that they want to, Brian? I think that you go ahead.
Just with the two things, drainage system maintenance. I think we do know where the hot spots are, and we try to clean them out as best we can. But I think we need a piece of equipment to really clean them out. The culvert pipes I'm talking.
Yep.
Whether we rent it or buy it, I'll try to get some prices. So we can consider it for the budget.
Blast that sucker right out, man.
Yep. And then, you know, not every stormwater problem in town is caused by the town, right? Because of our roads. Water is going to want to move where it's always moved, regardless of how we've developed. So I think private property owners, I think as part of this budget, we should consider, I know other jurisdictions are considering it, incentivizing private property owners to put in their own rain gardens, maybe some cisterns, something that just holds some of that water that's getting onto their property. I don't know if it's a reduction in property tax, you know, what the incentive might be, but consider that. We need more private property owners doing things on their own property. It can't just be town, you know, the town solving all the stormwater problems.
What else you got, Brian?
That's it.
Does Mary, you have anything? Anything on your wish list for the budget?
I mentioned that just the dog park. What I talked to Brian about was the location. I don't know if that basketball court is really used that much. Doesn't look like it's very well kept.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we already have noise and everything during the day with the playground, I mean, wouldn't that be in a location where dogs do not really disturb water? I know that it could possibly be like a liability issue, but I've been in dog parks before that have been separated with like a section for bigger dogs, mm-hmm. section for smaller dogs, different things just in there that obviously kind of on the
owner. Sure. Dog parks are somewhere in big dogs, little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen big ones that were for all and some that are separated. I would prefer something that's separated. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a good idea.
I'd like to see it.
I think it's something that could bring
I have a cat.
From
two old cats.
Would you want to see a dog park?
Yeah, and see, I've driven that whole place just on that idea to work and see And they're not leaving us a lot of room over there.
We have that acre of ground.
But it's not. I mean,
that's true.
It's like so woody. It would cost us an arm and a leg just to clear the.
I wouldn't want to clear more trees out.
Yeah, sounds like I don't want you to
clear it. I know it. Yeah.
But I mean,
so it's about 50,000, 60,000.
I don't know, but I can find it.
It was because it has to be a certain.
Or we just fix up the basketball.
It has to be a certain dirt and for certain a bunch of stuff.
How about in the office?
It probably wouldn't be that much money, but one thing that Brian and I have kind of talked about, and Kathy as well, is newer software. Our billing system. I think we just they're just a little bit antiquated, and I think they've been a pain point for our accountant, new accountant, and everything as well. So when you have somebody new come in and say this is kind of antiquated, yeah, we should consider something.
Should we get recommendations from them?
I think
they want
the accountant,
yeah,
they'd say QuickBooks. Which I don't know if it's that easy, but we could certainly get some cost estimates for different programs.
All right. Anything else in the office?
Can I ask something? Because I've seen it. Lo and behold, I learn everything on Facebook. But everything you ever wanted to know, Facebook. Is there a reason why we have an answering service now? Please press 1 for this. Please press 2 for that. Please press 3 for what the heck? 1, 2, 3 people in this office. And you mean you can't say, Brian, phone's for you. You sit right there. And she sits right there and you sit right there. I'm not trying to be rude, but good grief.
And it's for maintenance too. It's not just the three of us in the office, but
okay. Well, you can take the message. I'm sorry.
It's not you.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, if it is for maintenance too, you can take a message for them. But
who approved?
Who? I mean, who can't answer the phone during the day?
We can all answer the phone.
Okay. So, is this costing us money? This system?
Yeah.
It's free.
It comes with the phones that we have, yeah. So
we never had it on there before.
I don't know.
It's just probably somebody wrote the directions.
I can probably answer.
Oh.
It is part of the new system, like the Comcast that we have. We upgraded from different phones and it comes with it. It's not anything more costly. And for us, I mean, I think it's easier if somebody needs to speak to somebody directly, you can go to the voice note that you need to. Instead of us taking messages and maybe not getting that message to them or forgetting, because we do get really busy.
No, don't even answer the phone. Period.
Now, Ms. Bryant.
It's constantly. I don't care. I've done it twice today. You don't answer the phones at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's leave us a message or call
here.
Or do this or push this number.
Here.
This is crazy.
We did have meetings today.
You sit there. You used to sit there, and he sat there. And Kathy, the new lady, sits here. And when I call you, you say, I have to check and see if Brian's available. I said, you're sitting 2 feet from me.
All right, let's bring it back.
I was just wondering because I seen it on Facebook and I'm like.
I did have a couple complaints about it myself.
And
did you?
I'm sorry, but I really did think that if it was.
I haven't heard it yet. I don't mind. Everybody's got a voicemail set up.
I was just saying.
I mean, if you're here, ideally you answer the phone and pick up. But if somebody's busy or on another line and it goes to voicemail, I'm okay with that. But ideally, during the day, somebody's picking up the phone in St. Town, Charleston.
If I'm with the maintenance guys, I call them by cell phone. I got their cell phone numbers.
So
I just call them directly.
So that doesn't cost us anything then.
Right? No cost to the town.
Okay.
It's just a feature we thought we'd try.
Okay.
It's not good. And I'm not using it. I'll get off my, you know what? And I'll be up here to the office.
Actually, we'll get you. These are, we'll get, do you have, can you get one?
Yeah.
Up? Yep. Hold on for 1 second. I'll print you out a copy of
No, you can't read mine.
It's not a good confidential.
I know.
Last
year.
They're always away. The door's locked. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're never here. Okay. Don't tell me it's okay because it's not.
No, someone generally needs to be here. You're absolutely right. Well, and answering the phones. And periodically, I'm sure that there is not.
Periodically, a lot of days we know what's going on. You think that we don't know? You're crazy if you don't think that.
Hey.
I couldn't believe you know this, Brian.
I know a lot of seniors that know what's going on in here.
Carl, I hate to interrupt, but you didn't adjourn the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought we were done. I thought we got to this point, we were done. Lou's already got her bags packed up.
All right, Jeff, you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the workshop meeting.
I second it.
Hi. That was very quick.
Next Tuesday.
Thank you for that reminder. Well,
I didn't want you to not finish it.
I don't know how to do it.
He's coming.
Hit the button to get out the cleaning. I love it.
Bye.
What do we have besides Conestoga that's a problem?
Oh, no, it's not any problems, Dennis. It's the ordinance update.
Oh, okay.